சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 18 வெர்ஸ் 54. ப்ரஹ்மபூதஃ ப்ரஸன்னாத்மா ந சோசதி ந காங்க்ஷதி ஸமஸ் ஸர்வேஷு பூதேஷு மத்பக்திம் லபதே பராம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சம்மரைசிங் தி ஜ்ஞான யோகா, விச் கன்சிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ், ஸ்ரவணம், மனநம் அண்ட் நிதித்யாசனம், which is the final stage of spiritual journey. Third stage or ultimate stage of spiritual journey. In that, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam also. Mananam, Shravanam, both of them are giving the knowledge about our real nature. Nididhyasanam alone helps us to assimilate our real nature. Lord Krishna talking about Nididhyasana phalam here. Once you do meditation every day, that is Atma Dhyanam, not Ekarupa Dhyanam or Vishwarupa Dhyanam. You are supposed to finish all of them before coming to Shastra study. Ekarupa Ishvara Dhyanam, Vishwarupa Ishvara Dhyanam, you are supposed to complete Ishta Devata Dhyanam. Once you come to Shastra, Krishna Paramatma talking about Atma Swarupam. Ishvara's real nature is Atma Swarupam. Your real nature is also Atma Swarupam. May you meditate upon that Atma Swarupam, one and the same Atma Swarupam. Once you perform that Nididhyasanam, the phalam is that Jnani merges with Paramatma Swarupam intellectually. Merges in the sense, just as a river merges in the ocean and river disappear. River also merges in the ocean and river disappear. It's a nama, it's a rupa. Here people think merging with the Lord means I disappear. We have to understand there is no question of disappearing your form or name. Really, when you merge in the Lord here, you are not disappearing, you need not be afraid of that. Some people don't like merging with the Lord because they don't want to disappear. They don't want to disappear since they consider that merging is called disappearance. I don't want to merge with God, let him be in puja room. It is good, I can do kodakattai, I can do lot of prasadam, I can sweet also on his name. People are very comfortable and happy to do alankaram to the Lord, to do abhishekam to the Lord, all for their enjoyment only, for their entertainment only. So people are so comfortable. So why I have to go and merge with the Lord? Let him be there, let me be here. Let it continue. Why I have to merge? I am happy now. Because they are not able to understand what is merging really. Understanding there is no difference between the Lord and me in our true nature. Which understanding removes their limitation. Understanding that there is no difference between Paramatma and me, Atma Swarupam, Jivatma, both of us are Atma only. There is no difference. This understanding at intellectual level gives a tremendous benefit. That is, I am free from sorrow. I am free from insecurity. I am free from fear. I am free from unhappiness. What else you want more than this? If I don't identify myself intellectually, I don't understand that Paramatma is non-different from me, I will continue in insecurity, fear, limitation, unhappiness, etc., etc., etc. Anxiety, tension, all those. Lord Krishna presents here, this jnani brahma bhutaha bhavati. Having become one with Brahman, parokshataya brahma aparokshataya brahma praptaha brahma bhutaha. Becoming one with Brahman means I am Brahman only. I means Atma. Atma means Brahman. Therefore, I am the Self is none other than Brahman only. That Brahman is of the nature of Sat and Chit, Ananda. Therefore, there is no difference at all. Difference is impossible at any time. This is called Brahma Bhutaha. Understanding. I understand clearly by studying the Bhagavad Gita from my Guru. Prasannatma, he becomes so tranquil because of this knowledge. His mind becomes so tranquil, so calm and so peaceful. This is called inner leisure. Person enjoys inner calmness, inner leisure. There is no any palpitation. There is no any tension, anxiety, worry. All are almost nil. That is called Prasannatma. There are ladies, their name Prasanna Lakshmi. You can never find Prasannata on her face. Because she never knew that her name is called Prasanna. Prasanna meaning this is the meaning. She never know that. And she is always Aprasannam only. Prasanna, that is a nice name. Prasanna. Prasanna Atma means here mind. Adhyatma, Adhyatma Prasadaha. Because of this knowledge, Adhyatma Jnanam, this body mind complex, through this I recognize I am Atma. So, the person made use of this body mind in an intelligent manner, purposeful manner. So, what is the purpose of this body mind? Not eating and sleeping and getting children and enjoying. Body is not given for that alone. They are all secondary. Since this body has to survive, I have to provide the food. Since body needs some emotional joy, entertainment, I provide certain entertainments. Body needs certain basic needs are there for body, therefore I have to provide. Shelter, food, clothing, I have to provide for this body to survive. That is not my primary duty. My primary duty must be to recognize, to discover the Atma Swarupam through this body. That is my primary duty. Nothing else. Whoever knows this primary duty, they are all called Vivekis. They are having Viveka. Discriminative people. People know, Chennai, all people knows where is Vivekanduko. Nobody is lacking the knowledge of that where the Vivekanduko located. But no, nobody has got Viveka, Atma and Atma Viveka. That means so materialistic people, not introverted. Atma Anatma Viveka, the one whoever is having this body life, I have taken here only to recognize, to discover I am the Brahman, the Self. If I have not recognized this, I am abusing this body. If I am not recognizing this, this body is meant for the recognition of Atma Swarupam, my own nature. If I don't do that, I am abusing this body, I am making use of this body for different purposes. Except what, for what purpose it is given, I have missed it. In spite of many classes I am attending, I am not taking it as serious. Some people are not at all serious about any things. They take it as casual, very lightly they take. But a Vedantic seeker is one, real mumukshu is one, not wasting even a single second, minute, hour, day, week, year, not wasting that time, making use of this body, mind, intellect, everything for that Atmajnanam. Every minute, I am eating food, what for? For moksha. I am doing exercise, yoga, what for? For moksha. I am sleeping, for what sake? To get good memory, for moksha. Every action must aim at moksha only. Then prasanna atma, peaceful mind we get. People do not know how to make use of this body. That is, if I don't know how to make use of this body for moksha, is it not abusing the body? Computer, TV, cell phone, Bhagavan has given to us for many purposes, good purpose. But people are making use of it or abuse of it. Abusing computer, what they have to make use of it, and they are seeing what unwanted things all, TV also unwanted things, and cell phone also unwanted, all unwanted, unwanted. Is it not making the abuse of that gadget? What about this gadget? If I am not using this for God's sake, for God's arrival or moksha, self-realization, whatever you call liberation, is it not abusing this body? And thinking family duties, relatives, transactions, they are all primary. This matra, jnanam matra, secondary for nariya perukku. The day the jnanam, atma jnanam, discovering my real nature becomes primary, that day only you are starting your life, meaningful life. I'll repeat once again. The day you recognize my top priority is to discover my real nature, Atman nature, Brahma Swarupam. The day I recognize that, moment onwards you are leading a purposeful, meaningful, useful life. Until that time, that life is not a life at all. As though so living, if I am not serious enough, I am not committed, I am not dedicated for this cause, it is not possible at all to gain Brahma Jnanam. Very judiciously, intelligently, you make use of this body, mind, intellect, time, money, everything. Everything you have to make use of them intelligently. Very, very intelligently you have to make use of. If you don't make use of your energy, body, mind, energy, your money, your knowledge, your thing, everything, if you don't make use of it, you lose it. People not knowing that. Dinayaminyau sayam pratau sishira vasantau punarayatah kalaha kridati gachatyayuhu tadapi namunchatyasha vayuhu nar. Seconds, hours, weeks, days, months, years going on. But very few people intelligently make use of their body mind complex. Don't give priority to unnecessary things. give priority where you have to give priority. Where unnecessary things you give priority, who gives that? Unintelligent people gives. Intelligent people gives only priority to that which deserves priority. They know very well. So Shastra makes us first discriminate people. Once you go on studying, Shastra reminds you what is your life goal, what is your life journey. Do you know that first of all? Shastra is asking. Shastra makes us to think. Then it starts, how you are living now? What is your time? What you are doing? It questions us. It makes us alert. It's called mindful living. Prasannatma brahma bhutaha bhavati, because of that intelligent way of decision making, that person attains brahman. Prasannatma nakankshati nasochati samaha sarva bhuteshu. What is the outcome of that knowledge? Sarva bhuteshu samaha. Sukhrin mitraryudasina madhyastha dvesha bandhushu sadhushva picha papeshu. Towards all people he sees only the Atma Swarupam, not seeing the outside body mind complex, they are all immaterial. Seeing the sama Atma in everything. Na shochati na kankshati na prakrishet priyam prapya no dvijet prapya cha priyam. Whatever priya comes, whatever apriyam comes, never have any desire or hatred. These are all Krishna Paramatma repeating, recollecting his teaching, what he has given previously. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmane gavihastini shuni chaivasvapakesha pandita samadarshanaha. All these are beautiful shlokas. Atma upamyena sarvatra. Everything is Atma only. Sarvesh bhuteshu. Samam pashyati Arjuna. Sukham va yediva dukhyam sayogi paramo mataha. 6th chapter, 5th chapter, Bhagavan quoted many slokas. Even 7th chapter, Chaturvidha bhajantevam jana sukriti norjuna artho jignasur arthaarthi gnani cha bharatarshabham. Gnani is my real bhakta, Bhagavan said. That's why he is reminding us. Param bhaktim labhate nar. Artha bhakta becomes artharthi bhakta, becomes jignasu bhakta, then becomes jnani bhakta. Who is dear to me? My bhakta is my jnani bhakta, my real bhakta. All are so-so bhaktas, because all bhaktas are not loving me for my sake. Hey Arjuna, Krishna is telling Parungo. They are celebrating Krishna Janmashtami. They are celebrating so many festivals and they are worshipping me not for my sake. They are all worshipping me for their sake. Bhagavan arkume venda. Why Bhagavan? Bhagavan, if you give this to me, I will worship you. Kanak, kilos, silver, gold, ella kanak. Bhagavan knows however much you give. இதெல்லாம் கணக்கு தானே, பிசினஸ் பக்தி, எல்லாம் பிசினஸ் பக்தி. பட் ஜ்ஞானி பக்தா பரா மத் பக்திம் லபதே, ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் தி சுப்ரீம் டிவோஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ. ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் சுப்ரீம் டிவோஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் காட்? நாசோஹம் டு சோஹம் டு அஹம் இஸ் கால்ட் சுப்ரீம் டிவோஷன். வென் யூ ஆர் ஆர்த்த பக்தா, அர்த்தார்த்தி பக்தா. அர்த்தபக்தா மீன்ஸ் கிரைசிஸ் பக்தா. அர்த்தார்த்தி பக்தா மீன்ஸ் பிசினஸ் பக்தா. சுவாமின் இந்த பேரெல்லாம் எங்கே சொல்லியிருக்கேன்னு கேட்குறேல. பிசினஸ் பக்தா, கிரைசிஸ் பக்தா. அர்த்தபக்தா த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லெமெண்டிங், கிரையிங் வென் ஹீ இஸ் இன் டிஸ்ட்ரெஸ். ஓ பகவான் காப்பாத்து, ஃபார் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீன்னா இஸ் அர்த்தபக்தா. ஓ பகவான், ஐ ஸ்டார்டட் நியூ பிசினஸ், நவ் that business be successful, let I get more money, more money, more money. Na, this is called ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿ ಭಕ್ತ, ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಭಕ್ತ, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಸಮ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಇಸ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತ. ಭಗವಾನ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಯು ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ಯು, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಯು, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೆರ್ಜ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು. ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ಕ್ರೈಸಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೋಹಂ ಸಹ ಅಹಂ ಸಹ ಅಹಂ ಈಸ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಪರಾಂ ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ನ ಲಭತೆ ಅಹಮೇವ ಸತ್ಯಂ. ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ಲಿ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಯು ರಿಕಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ದೇಹ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತು ದಾಸೋಹಂ. ಹೇ ರಾಮ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು. ದೇಹ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತು ದಾಸೋಹಂ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ದಾಸ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್, ಜೀವ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತ್ವದ ಅಂಶಕಃ, ಆಸ್ ಎ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು. ಲಿಟಲ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಆಸ್ ಎ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು. ಜೀವ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತು ತ್ವದ ಅಂಶಕಃ. ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆತ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತ್ವಮೇವಾಹಂ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್, ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. ಆತ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾತು ತ್ವಮೇವ ಅಹಂ. ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಮ್ ಯು ಆರ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಹಂ. ದಾಸೋಹಂ ಟು ಸೋಹಂ ಟು ಅಹಂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಜರ್ನಿ. ನೌ ವೇರ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ? ಚೆಕ್, ಆಮ್ ಐ ಇನ್ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋಹಂ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅಹಂ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್? ನಮಗೆ ಒಂದು ಅಹಂ ಮಾತ್ರ ತಿಳಿಯೋ, ಅಹಂಕಾರ, ಪ್ರೈಡ್. ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ವಾಕ್ಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯು ಫಾಲ್. ಇಡಿಯಂ ತಿಳಿಯೋ, ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯು ಫಾಲ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್? What is that idiom? Tell me. Pride comes before your fall. That means you, whenever you get pride, ahankara, darpam, that pride comes, that means you are going to fall an artham. Vanda chilliyo pride? You are going to fall an artham. We are knowing that aham only. We are already having that aham. Shastra says, give up that aham. The moment you give up that aham, ahankara, what you are already knowing, ego, he has to go. If ego goes, aham remains. What aham? Atma. That is called param mad bhaktim labhate. When we are listening this initial stages for few years, it is only an information to assimilate this. ಪರಾಂ ಮತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಲಭತೆ ಅನ್ನೋದು, ಟು ಎಸ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ, 100% ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ನ ಡಿಕೇಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಸ್ಟಡಿ, ಮನನಂ, ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ಮನನಂ, ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ಮನನಂ, ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲ್ಲಿ, ಮೆಥಾಡಿಕಲ್ಲಿ, ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುರು. ನಾನು ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುರು ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ. ನೋ ಅದರ್ ರೂಟ್, no other route or choice. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class, Krishna is going to conclude that in this significance. Verse 55 we'll read.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati, bhaktya mam abhijanati, ya ವಾಣ್ಯಶ್ಚಾಸ್ಮಿ ತತ್ವತಃ. ತತೋ ಮಾಂ ತತ್ವತೋ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ವಿಶತಿ ತದನಂತರಂ.
ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ, ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಯೋಗ comes under first level of bhakti. Bhakti is not a separate sadhana, really speaking. Unfortunately, some even well-learned Shastra studied people also, separately they see the Bhakti Yoga from Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. They talk about four paths theory, four types of sadhanas. Unfortunate thing. Nowhere it is said Bhakti Yoga is a separate sadhana. Karma Yoga, one path, Jnana Yoga, another path, Ashtanga Yoga, that is called Upasana Yoga, like Ashtanga Yoga is another path, fourth path is Bhakti Yoga. Karma Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga or Upasana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga, then Jnana Yoga. So to understand this itself, you must study minimum 2 decades. There are no 4 paths. To understand this, that too proper teacher must teach. A teacher who has come traditionally, systematically, thoroughly analyzed the Shastra, very competitively, competitively learned thoroughly Shastra, that teacher if understands, luckily they teach us, we are fortunate. But very, very great popular teachers also, they commit mistakes and they say Bhakti Yoga is a different sadhana. To shake that view, ide Bhagavad Gita padichi naalu paath irukanu sollirukanga nalla nariya per ipdi sollinde irukka enna pannradhu enna. How there are no 4 paths? Why they are not thinking? Why they are committing that mistake in spite of that some acharyas saying there are no 4 paths and chunnalum kuda therippi they are talking 4 paths and they don't want to listen traditional people. Some people ki traditional people annale konjam allergy. Avar romba orthodox, avar romba traditional. Yenna adinala venda nammella modern. If you are modern person, can be teaching changed. A teacher comes modern, no, dress, modern dress or teacher class, male or female, apdi teaching change aaguma enna? Your language may change, your vesham may change, but subject cannot be changed. Therefore Krishna Paramatma says karma lakshana bhakti, upasana lakshana bhakti, jnani lakshana bhakti, 12th chapter we saw. Therefore, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga comes under first level of Bhakti. Jnana Yoga comes under second level of Bhakti. Sravana Manana Nididhyasana. There is no life at all without Bhakti. If you take Bhakti Yoga separately, logically let us think. Suppose we take Bhakti Yoga separately, devotion. That means there is no Bhakti in Karma Yoga. If you take Ashtanga Yoga without Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga is separate, suppose Ashtanga Yoga is separate. Does it mean Ashtanga Yoga, there is no Bhakti at all? What about Ishvara Pranidhana in Ashtanga Yoga? Ishvara is there, Pranidhanam is there. Is it not Bhakti Yoga? Bhakti Yoga only. People don't study properly. That is the problem. Arakura Jnanam Vichindi, they are confusing the people. You require tremendous patience to study Shastra. Kuncham padichittu ellarume enak ellame theriyum nenupa. How can you differentiate Bhakti Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga? Since you all know Ashtanga Yoga, 8 steps I am telling, example. Ishvara Pranidhana is there. Bhakti is there or not? Bhakti is there. In Karma Yoga, Panchamaha Yajnas are there. Daiva Puja is there. That means Bhakti Yoga is different, Karma Yoga is different. In Karma Yoga, there is Daiva Puja without Bhakti and Artham. Enna vesi nirkena? You can talk with a person who kaadula poo vesi nirka. Onnu theriyada avan ketta poi sollalam. You cannot mislead people all the time in all places. Therefore, pray to the Lord, Bhagavan, give me right knowledge. Please take me to the right way, right direction. I do not know what is right. That's why surrender to the Lord, I say. To get right guru, proper teaching is also not an ordinary thing. You have to do a tremendous punya for that. தப்பான ஒரு டீச்சிங்களுக்கு போனா வந்து அர்த்தம் என்னன்னா எங்கேயோ குறை இருக்க நம்ம புண்ணியத்தில், அதுதான் அர்த்தம். ஸோ ஈஸ்வரன் அனுகிரகம் வேணும் அதுக்கு. லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. பக்தியா நம்ம பகவான் சேஸ் பக்தியா அபிஜானாத்தீனர். இப்போ த ஒன் ஹூ ஸ்டடிஸ் அபவுட் ஆத்மா, தெர் இஸ் நோ காட் அட் ஆல், ஐ ஆம் காட் ஹி சேஸ். நமக்கு பக்தி இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். பகவான் சேஸ் பக்தியா அபிஜானாத்தி, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பக்தி, கர்மயோக பக்தி, உபாசன லக்ஷணா பக்தி, அப்புறம் ஞான லக்ஷணா பக்தி துவாரா அபிஜானாத்தி, த ஒன் ஹூ நோஸ் மீ. பகவான் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் சேஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் அரகன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் நாட் சேக்ரிலேஜ். இஃப் ஐ சே ஐ ஆம் பகவான், இஃப் ஐ டோன்ட் சே ஐ ஆம் பகவான், ஐ ஆம் ஏ கபவான். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், if I don't claim I the atma, I am pure consciousness is atma, the self which is the nature of bhagavan, therefore I means not ahankara body mind complex, I am pure consciousness sachidananda, paramatma is sachidananda, therefore paramatma and myself are one and the same. What is wrong in that? Is it wrong? If you call me lunatic, I am happy you call lunatic. It doesn't matter. I don't want to be fanatic. Fanaticism is good. This they call it as fanaticism. They call that is fanaticism. This is fanaticism. Okay. If you call me a fanatic, he says he is God. Vidal poi solluva. So first time a student comes and the Swamini Amma says, in the class, in the Mailapur class, she is God. Eppadi God aagamudiyum annu. This statement is for those students who are attending from past 10 to 15 years, not for a new student. Understand? This statement I am making, it is relevant for those students who are attending from past 10 years minimum. Others just listen and if don't nod your head also. Neither rejection nor acceptance. You just listen. You inquire, how one can be God? Is it real teaching of Krishna or not? Verify. Verify. Study Shastra. And come after 10 years, ask me, Swamini, what you said is wrong. I am ready to face you. I am ready to discuss with you. We are not escapists. Understand? We are happy to analyze. பக்தியா மாம் அபிஜானாதே. ஈவன் தோ வி ஆர் நாட் கீப்பிங் கிருஷ்ணா போட்டோ அண்ட் ஆல், ஆரத்தி கீரத்தி போர், நத்திங் இஸ் தேர். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் வித் சோ மச் டிவோஷன் ஹி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் மீ என்னார். கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அபிஜானாதி அபரோக்ஷதையா ஜானாதி அபேதத்தையா ஜானாதி. ஐ மை செல்ஃப் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஹிம், ஹி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ். Look at the word abhijanati. He understands me as non-different from him. Mam tattvataha abhijanati. He knows me truly. He knows me truly. So, jnanam, karma, how much difference is there? In the kadugukki parvatatikki enna devil difference irukka? ஒரு பெரிய பர்வத்தம், மேறு பர்வத்தம் இருக்கு, ஒரு கடுகு, கடுகு தெரியும் இல்லையா, அதுக்கு இதுக்கு எவ்வளவு டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்கு? அந்த அளவுக்கு டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்கு. கர்மாக்கு ஞானத்துக்கு அவ்வளவு டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்கு. சி ஆல் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் இன் கர்ம காண்ட ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தேட் டு திஸ் மேறு பர்வத ஞானம் இப்படி பார்க்கணும். இப்படி பார்க்கணும்னா தாட் லெவல் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரேஸ் யுவர் செல்ஃப். தத்வதஹ ஜானாதி, ரியல்லி ட்ரூலி தே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். யஹா ச யாவத் அஸ்மி, ஹவ் தே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மை ட்ரூ நேச்சர் மீன்ஸ் மை ஏகரூப தே நோ, மை விஸ்வரூப ஆல்சோ தே நோ, மை அரூப ஆல்சோ தே நோ. டெல் மீ குச் ரூபா யூ நோ, நன் ஆஃப் தேம். A student who comes beginning stage, newly to the class, which rupa they know? Frankly, honestly, tell me. Eka rupa theriyuma anna, theriyra maadhiri irukke. Krishna, Shivan, You are keeping statue and worshipping. You do not know that really speaking. That Eka Rupa also you do not know. Upadana Karanam, Nimitta Karanam, Ishvara, He is there in that form. What is that form also you do not know. Eka Rupa itself you do not know. Where is the question of knowing Vishwarupa and Arupa? So you have to know who is that Eka Rupa whom you are working, worshipping. Krishna, Rama, Shiva, Vishnu, Eka Rupa Ishvara whom you are worshipping in your puja room. If you know, that is Eka Rupa Jnana. And the whole Vishwa, if you know what is the nature of this universe, Bhagavan alone is in the form of universe, Vishwarupa Jnanam. And you know that formless God, Satchidananda, Arupa Jnanam, that is called Tattvataha Janati. I know Arupa Jnanam, but I don't know Vishwarupa Jnanam. I have studied MSc, MPhil, finished alphabets, without studying alphabets, how can you finish MPhil? Without knowing Eka Rupa and Vishwarupa, how can you know Arupa? Impossible. To become Arupa Jnani, Ishvara is Arupam, you have to understand Vishwarupam, you have to understand Eka Rupam. That's why Bhagavan said Bhaktya, Karma Lakshana Bhaktya, Upasana Lakshana Bhaktya, Jnana, Shravana Lakshana Bhakti, Manana Lakshana Bhakti Dwara, Nididhyasana Bhakti Dwara, He understood my real nature. Tataha Yaha yavat asmi, how much I am, how much nature, how much means what? Eka rupallo I am, Visharupa I am, Arupa also I am. Yavat, how much I am, what is my form? He knows very much. What he knows? I am never away from Bhagavan. He knows. I am never away from Bhagavan. For him, Bhagavan is not in Kailasa or Vaikuntha. For him, Bhagavan is not in the heart. For him, Bhagavan himself. I am Bhagavan. These are all initial bhakti, starting bhakti. Without that bhakti, you cannot come to this bhakti. So difficult, Swamini, this bhakti is difficult. But it's not impossible. It is difficult. So what you want? Therefore, I work for only Eka Rupa, I want only Vishwarupa, I worship only Tulasi, I worship only all these symbols, I worship God. Continue. But your fear, your anxiety, your insecurity, your unhappiness also continue. Are you happy? Then you blink. No, 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 I don't want. That is why I am talking about Arupa Jnanam. You have to put effort, you have to understand. Not for Guru's sake, not for anyone's sake. Tataha, then, mam gnatva tatvataha, tadanantaram vishate. Then, having known me, mam gnatva, jnana sadhanam moksha idha sadhyam. Having known me, jnanat evat moksha, having known me thus, truly. Like a wave entering the ocean. Like a wave entering the ocean. Enge? Where are you? Are you in the class only? No? Wave has to enter the ocean. Wave need not enter the ocean. Why? Wave is in the ocean. I have to enter the God. I have to merge with the God. I am in God. Therefore, there is no merging, there is no traveling with the God or into the God. Tell me, God is in Vaikuntha? Ippudu sollakoodadu. God is in Kailasa? Swami ni munnadi sonnar tappaidum. Kailasa ni sonna Swami ni kuttu kudupar. God is in Kailasa also. God is in Vaikuntha also. God is in my heart also. Why? God is everywhere. Kaanu me in the form of irukkira tanmai. Iruppadalaga irukkar. Eppadi irukkar? Iruppadalaga irukkar. Thoonilum irupar, துரும்பிலும் இருப்பார். எப்படி இருப்பார்? டேஷ் டேஷ் டேஷ். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா.
சர்வ கர்மண்யபி சதாம் கர்மண்யபி சதா குர்வாணோ மத்வ்யபாஶ்ரயஹ.
லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கன்க்ளூடெட் தட் ஜ்ஞான யோகா சம்மரி. நவ் ஹி இஸ் கமிங் பேக் டு கர்ம யோகா சம்மரி ஒன்ஸ் அகேன். In 41 to 49 slokas, he gave Karma Yoga summary from Dharma standpoint, that Karma Yoga he gave. Now, here he is talking about Karma Yoga from Bhakti standpoint. Same Karma, Dharma and Bhakti. Dharma means duty, one's own duty standpoint, Karma Yoga. Now, another angle of Karma Yoga he presents here, Bhakti angle of Karma Yoga. Bhavana, we know that Bhavana Parivartanam. Look into the shloka. Sarva karmani sada kurvanaha. A person, oh, this Jnana Mandal doesn't work, it is so difficult, Swamini, I am not up to that mark. Okay, come down, I will prepare you, I will uplift you. Bhagavan is helping us, don't worry, I am here, don't worry. I will help you how to come to this Jnana Yoga. Take up Karma Yoga, perform Karma Yoga. Surrender to me totally. I will take care of you. I will give you the knowledge. But இங்கு ஒழுங்கா பண்ணணும். இந்த கர்ம யோகா சரியா பண்ணலன்னா நான் ஒன்றும் பண்ண முடியாது. ஓகே, இஃப் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹெல்ப் டு யூ டு ஜான யோகா, ஐ வில் அப்லிஃப்ட் யூ. பட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ கர்ம யோகா ப்ராப்பர்லி. How kurvanaha sarva karmani, by performing all actions, kurvanaha doing sarva karmani nitya naimittika karmani primarily all karmas etc. sada madhyapashrayaha, ever depending upon me while doing these nitya naimittika karmas, depend upon me, surrender to me. Why you are worrying? Surrender to me. Mad vyapashrayaha means shastra vyapashrayaha. Shastra vyapashrayaha means taking shelter in Bhagavad Gita in artham. Taking shelter in Bhagavad Gita means what? Keeping Bhagavad Gita book on the head. Buying big Bhagavad Gita book on my head. Taking shelter in Bhagavad Gita teaching anna ulunga class poi ukkarndu padi en artham. Madhvyapashrayaha anna enna artham parungo. You want father, mother, parents are there. What parents want? Daily worshipping their feet, or parents want to listen what the words they say? What parents wants? Tell me. Children are there, daughter and son. Daily they come and they wash the feet and they do abhishekam to them and worship with flowers. They want that, or they are telling, don't eat that, don't do this, don't take these habits, don't do this, that and all. They are expecting you to listen their words. Which one parents prefer? Tell me. Enna Swamini, adhi theriyada? Parents want children to follow their instructions. Yes sir, no? இது நன்னா தெரியும் போது இது மாத்திரம் ஏன் தெரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது? இனி கிருஷ்ண ஜெயந்தி சுவாமி கிளாஸுக்கு வர முடியாது, என்ன முறுக்கு சீடை வீட்டில் பண்ணணுமா? கிருஷ்ணர் என்ன சொன்னார்? கிளாஸுக்கு போ படி என்ன, ஏதோ ஒரு சாக்க சொல்லிட்டு, சாக்கன்னா ரீசன் சொல்லி வீட்டில் உட்காருது, அங்கே இங்கே போகுது, ஏதோ ஒன்று பண்ணுறோம். இது தவிர கிளாஸுக்கு வர்றது தவிர எல்லாம் பண்ணுவோம். மத்வேபாஸ்ரயன்னா கிருஷ்ணா வாண்ட்ஸ் நாட் யுவர் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ், நாட் யுவர் அபிஷேகம், Let it be there. If you want to do, do. But first primary thing, my teachings you must follow. My instructions you must follow. எப்படி கிருஷ்ணருக்கு எப்படி இருக்கும் பாருங்க. இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸே ஃபாலோ பண்ணாமலே பகவத்கீதை தெரியாது, பகவத்கீதை படிக்க தெரியாது, பகவத்கீதையில மீனிங் தெரியாது, ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது. அண்ட் வர்ஷிப்பிங் கிருஷ்ணா, அவருக்கு அலங்காரம் பண்ணி பட்டு பட்டு வஸ்திரம் கட்டி பிஞ்சம் வச்சு ஃப்ளூட் வச்சு குழந்தைக்கு வேஷம் போட்டி, வேஷம் போட்டுன்னு இருக்கோம், எத்தனை வருஷமா போட்டுன்னு இருக்கோம், வேணுமனு நம்மவும் போட்டுக்கிறோம். எல்லாரும் சிரிக்கல, நம்மவும் போட்டுக்கிறதுக்கு கிருஷ்ணர் வேஷம் போட்டுக்கிறதுக்கு எல்லாருக்கும் விருப்பம். கிருஷ்ணர் டீச்சிங்ஸ் என்ன பிடிக்கல? கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் மத்வெபாஸ்ரயஹ, அதுதான் ரியல் சரண்டர். என்ன சரண்டர் டு கிருஷ்ணா டீச்சிங்ஸ், வாட் கிருஷ்ணா செட் யூ ஃபாலோ, வாட் கிருஷ்ணா செட் யூ ஃபாலோ. அவாப்னோதி சாஸ்வதம் அவ்யயம் பதம் மத் பிரசாதாத். சச் எ பர்சன், ஒன்ஸ் ஹி ஃபாலோஸ் மை இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் பை ஸ்டடியிங் பகவத்கீதா தரோலி சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி, ஹவு மெனி டைம்ஸ் அன்டில் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஸ்டடி மத் பிரசாதாத் பை மை கிரேஸ், தட் பர்சன் சாஸ்வதம் அவ்யயம் பதம் அவாப்னோதி, ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் த எட்டர்னல் that avyayam padam, that abode which is not subject to loss, that it is not subject to loss. No, avyayam, avyayam na vyayam na subject to loss, that thing can get lost. Whatever you have, everything, name you can get lost, fame it also can go, money 500 rupees note, 1000 rupee notes get lost, will get lost, you know. There is a loss, relatives, relations, whatever, body, body, mind, everything loss in course of time. What is not going to last, you know? My Atma Swarupam, real nature, I recognize, it will never subject to loss. That's called Avyayam Padam, that is possible through karma yoga. Arjuna, I will help you. Next shloka.
Chetasa sarva karmani,
Chetasa sarva karmani,
mai sanyasya matparah,
mai sanyasya matparah,
buddhi yoga mupashritya,
buddhi yoga
மச்சித்த சததம் பவம்.
both are interconnected ஸ்லோகாஸ். தட் இஸ் 57th ஸ்லோகா இஸ் த கமெண்டரி அப்பான் 56th ஸ்லோகா. பதம் மத் பிரசாதாத் சாஸ்வதம் பதம் அவாப்னோதி, ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் தட் சாஸ்வத பதம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மை கிரேஸ். This grace means what? Studying my teachings, understanding my teaching. That is the grace. What is the grace of teacher? Please bless me, please bless me, please bless me. And my blessings are always there. Guru's blessings are always showering on the student. Bhagavan's grace is also always showering on the bhakta. What is real bhakti? If I listen to the teachings of my guru, which teachings are the teachings of Bhagavan, if I listen, that is real grace. So avapnoti, how he attains na, in this manner. Chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya, through buddhi, intellect, through the mind, may you dedicate all your actions to me. Sanyasya means dedicate, offer Mayi, in me. What? Sarva karmani, whatever you are doing, remember me while doing. While starting, remember me. While performing also, remember me. While concluding also, remember me. While result coming is also, remember me. Chetasa, with the mind, mentally dedicating. Because physically you cannot dedicate, verbally dedication. தனு மனு தனு சபுக்குச்சு தேரா டெய்லி தேட்டா These people who are all doing business, especially present talk, all business people every day they sing, especially the North Indians. Jai Jagadish Hare Swamiji, nalla kindle pannuvar Paramadayananda Swamiji. Swami Jai Jagadish Hare Tanu Man Sab Kuch Tera, daily they sing. Yesterday Bhagavan is coming and asking, Are, yesterday you said, no, dhanu manu tabu sabu kuchu tera, chuliya chiliyo. Inike solrena? Netu kudukala, chumma verbally solita. Mentally he has not offered. Only verbally solita. அப்புறம் என்னன்னா இப்போ இருக்க நிறைய கூட்டம் கூட்டமா வருது வெளியில, ஒரு பிரைம் மினிஸ்டர் புண்ணியமா, அதெல்லாம் கோட்டு கோட்டு கணக்கு கணக்கு தௌசண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் க்ரோர்ஸ் கமிங் அவுட். எங்கப்பா வச்சிருக்கான் நான், எங்கிருந்து வருது பணம் பாருங்கோ. அப்படிதான் Main product is Chitta Shuddhi. Byproduct is materialistic prosperity. With Nishkama Bhaktya, if you worship Bhagavan, offering all your duties to Bhagavan, without any anxiety about results, I have done whatever I have to do, let it come the result as Bhagavan gives the prasada. Accept that. That is called matparaha chetasa sanyasya yat karoshi yadasnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat sarvakarmani. Man proposes, God disposes, idellam nadakkadu. No, man proposes, God disposes, enna? God is always proposing, according to God's will you go ahead, that's all. Don't ask why me ana. Ellame Bhagavan's order. What order? 500 rupees not abolish, 1000 rupees not abolish, God's order. All that. Mayi to me, upashritya resorting to me, just like in the Samudra Mathanam time, how much difficulty they have faced. Bhagiratha Prayatram to bring Ganga from the top, how much difficulty he took. Similarly, we also buddhi yogam upashritya, by resorting to karma yoga. Anjaneya to see Sita Devi in Lanka, how many rakshasas he faced, how much difficulty he faced. Namaku matram chumma varanama, சும்மா வரணும், எப்படி வரும், சும்மா சும்மா எதுவுமே வராது. ஓகே, வியபாஸ்ரித்ய புத்தி யோகம் மச்சித்தா பவா சததம், ரிமைன் வித் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஃபிக்ஸ்ட் அப்பான் மீ. மச்சித்தா, மே யூ கீப் மீ இன் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஆல் த டைம், நாட் இன் கிரைசிஸ், நாட் இன் பிசினஸ் டைம், all the time, non business time also, non crisis period also, I have to keep my mind upon Bhagavan. Next shloka 58. Machitta sarva durgani, mat prasadat tarishyasi, அத சேத்வம் அஹங்காராத் ந ஸ்ரோஷ்யசி விநங்க்ஷசி. This is the benefit if you listen my words. Krishna says, if you don't listen me, Arjuna, I am asking you to fight in this battlefield. You want to run away. If you don't listen, this is Dharma Yuddham, I am telling you, fight. You say, suppose Krishna, I don't want to listen to you, I don't want to fight. Nasroshyasi, if you don't listen to me, Krishna says, Vinankshasi, you will get destroyed. That means spiritually you will fall. Nasroshyasi chet Vinankshasi. You will not come to that spiritual upliftment. If you don't listen to me, machittaha sarvadurgani matprasadat parishyase. Machittaha, if you fix your mind upon me, machittaha, by my grace, you can cross all hurdles. Durgani tarishyase. You can cross, trespass, transgress. You can pass through all mountains like. Durgani means hurdles like, mountains like hurdles. Hurdle games you can cross over. If my grace is there. In Bhagavata also there are so many occasions Krishna protected Arjuna. And so many times, not by his arms, he protected himself. Arjuna. Bhagavan only protected him. You know many stories, many occasions. If you don't listen to me, adhachet ahankarat, because of ahankara, if you don't listen to me, you will perish, Arjuna. You will get lost. No spiritual growth at all. Once spiritual growth is not, that materialistic growth is not a growth at all. Therefore, listen to me, Samatha, next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.